بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون. Continuing with the chapter, we began the discussion yesterday, chapter which deals with honoring or making ikram or serving the guest. As we mentioned, this is a very important chapter, very emphasized chapter, and it is part of the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was very generous, and he imbibed this quality in Sahaba Ikram that they would honor the guests, they would feed the guests, they would share the food that they would eat with others. And as I mentioned, Zama Ibrahim Sahib, Daun Barakatu, yesterday we digressed a bit when we were discussing that in fact he devotes an entire chapter on this, that restaurants or where food was sold, this in the culture of Islam, in the history of Islam, this type of thing did not exist. This has come into vogue in the latter times, when this quality of ikram and this quality of inviting people to share one's food, this had come out of the ummah. Imam Nawawi rahimahullah in this chapter mentions one incident concerning Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the Quran. What is very interesting about this incident is that we find that, for example, in the incident of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, after he fled from Egypt, when it became known about the murder of one of the tribesmen of Fir'aun, Musa alayhi salam, at peril to his life, fled from Egypt to Madian. And he assisted the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam in removing water from the well. Allah Ta'ala mentions this incident in the Quran. The object and purpose of the incident is to describe the migration of Musa alayhi salam from Egypt to Madian, and thereafter the contract he entered into with Shu'aib alayhi salam, that for 10 years he would serve and he would assist Shu'aib alayhi salam. And the incident of the marriage of Musa alayhi salam with one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam is mentioned. But in that, in the approach of one of the daughters of Shu'aib alayhi salam to Musa alayhi salam, the Quran tells us, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا تَمْشِي عَلَى اسْتِحْيَا. One of them came to Musa alayhi salam. Now in that, up to that point, فَجَاءَتْهُ إِحْدَاهُمَا, one of them came to Musa alayhi salam. The objective of mentioning the incident is already gives us an addition. Allah Ta'ala says, Tamshi ala istihya. Now normally when you describe haya or shame or modesty, you will say that the person had haya or shame. But Allah Ta'ala says, Tamshi ala istihya. She came towards him and she walked upon haya and shame and modesty. In the tafsir of this, Mufassirin have written the first point, if this entire portion of the verse was not there, the maqsood and objective would have been fulfilled. Ja'atu ihdahuma, one of them came. Qalat inna abi yad'uk, my father is calling you. Li'ajziyaka ajra ma saqayta lana, he wants to repay you for the service that you rendered us. The incident is complete. Technically, there was no need to mention tamshi ala istihya, describing the way she walked. And then, even in that description, Allah Ta'ala says she walked upon haya and shame. In the tafsir of this, Mufassirin have mentioned that this is mubalagha, this is emphasis of the extreme extent of haya, shame and modesty that was found in the daughter of Shu'aib alayhi salam. And Allah Ta'ala was so happy with this that Allah Ta'ala praised her haya and her shame. And Allah Ta'ala praised her modesty, one in the sense that Quran uses the word ala, almost as if she covered shame and modesty. She controlled it. In other words, very, very high level of shame and modesty. Secondly, like we said, if Allah Ta'ala didn't mention this, tamshi ala istihya, the maqsood of what the Quran wants to tell us is already fulfilled. She came and she called him to her father. Tamshi ala istihya is over and above. Technically, it's superfluous in order to emphasize how much Allah Ta'ala loved this level of haya, shame and modesty, and to teach the ummah the importance of shame and modesty. The reason I'm mentioning this is that we find a similar thing in this incident of Ibrahim alayhi salam. What the Quran actually wants to tell us about is that the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam to give him the glad tidings that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with a son. His wife Sarah, she was barren, she was extremely old. So two reasons why she could not have a child. One, she was too old, past the childbearing age. And secondly, she was barren, she could not conceive children. Miraculously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had decided to bless Ibrahim alayhi salam with another son. In other words, Ishaq alayhi salam. The angels came, they were on their way to bring destruction upon the nation of Lut alayhi salam. Quran describes that first they stopped at Ibrahim alayhi salam. Conversation ensued. They informed him that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you. They informed him and Sarah alayhi salam that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with a son. And then they proceeded to the nation of Lut alayhi salam. So whatever verses we have recited now, if technically the Quran did not tell us about this, the maqsood and the objective of the incident would already have been fulfilled. In other words, technically this is also superfluous, over and above what the objective of the incident in the Quran is. Now, the question we ask ourselves, why is Allah Ta'ala mentioning this over and above? Mufassirin mentioned because of the fact that Allah Ta'ala loved what occurred. And in this is inspiration for you and I, that like we saw this in Ibrahim alayhi salam, we approve of it and we love it. We want you also to imbibe these qualities in your life. Number one. Number two, particularly Ibrahim alayhi salam, because there was a very close affinity between Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam was the great grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam came from the progeny of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. So there is a very close link between Ibrahim alayhi salam and the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The verses themselves, if you look at the translation, Hal ataka hadithu ghayfi Ibrahim al-mukramin. In other words, technically the sentence is elongated. This also in balagat, in eloquent speech, is an indication of extreme approval. It is an indication of emphasis and it is an indication, pay attention. Don't lose out on this. And then if you look at the literal translation, Allah Ta'ala says the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, like I said, technically to inform him of that Allah Ta'ala is going to bless you with a child miraculously. But look at the way the Quran presents it. Did they not reach you? Hal ataka? Did they not reach you? The incident about the honored guests of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Honored guests here refers to those malaika that came in human form. They came in human form to Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Allah Ta'ala says, Dhaif, hal ataka hadithu dhaifi Ibrahimul Mukramin. What is supposed to be? Ja Ibrahim al-Malak, the angels came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. That is what technically it's supposed to be. Quran changes the entire mode of expression. Hal ataka hadithu dhaifi Ibrahim al-Mukramin. Now why change? Allah Ta'ala doesn't leave us in any doubt. Allah Ta'ala mentions the key word in this verse is dhaif, mehman, the guest. Did not the incident of the honored guest of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam reach you? So straight away, the one who is reading the Quran with tadabbur, with tafakkur, with pondering, his ears are alerted, his mind is alerted. This is something important. I need to pay attention here. What is Allah telling me? So in other words, manner of presentation emphasizes the importance of the subject matter that is about to follow. What is the subject matter? إِذْ دَخَلُوا عَلَيْهِ. When, remember the time when they entered upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا. Again, Allah Ta'ala says, they made salam. They entered upon Ibrahim alayhi salam, فَقَالُوا سَلَامًا, and they made salam. Again, if Allah didn't tell us this, the objective of the incident is fulfilled. But what is the Quran teaching us? The importance of greeting, making salam. Don't just enter without salam. Salam has to be a part of our lives. Qala salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam responded. They made salam, he responded. Salam. Qawmum munkarun. Now he didn't say, these are the thoughts of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala is, like we say, laying the setting. This is the beauty of Quran. Quran is Bahrul la sahil lahu. It's a limitless ocean. So like, we don't like to give such an example, but this is what unfortunately we relate to do. If you look in a theater setting, or you look in a novel setting, this is how an author will present his or create an environment to appeal to the listener. So Quran says, Qala salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam responded with salam. Qawmum munkarun. He thought in his heart that these are strangers. Two objectives. One is to make it known to us that Ibrahim alayhi salam did not recognize these angels. He didn't know they were angels. He thought there were some people that had come. Secondly, munkarun. Munkarun technically means, like I said, strangers. So in other words, people that are from outside town. They are not resident. They don't live in this area. This is obviously why Ibrahim alayhi salam did not recognize them. Out of town, what is the first thing that must come in the heart or the mind? That obviously if these people are not resident here, I have to make their ikram. They have now become my guests. I need to make intizam for their food. Now, even those of us normally who are generous, outsiders have come, or like I said, in Jamaat context, some Jamaat has come, you came into the masjid, you see some strangers, people not from Durban, or people not from the Overport area. Then what we'll do is, we'll approach them and say, listen brothers, mashallah, you'll have come, can I arrange some meals for you? Should I prepare some meals for you? Should I make your ikram? Ibrahim alayhi salam did not do this. Ibrahim alayhi salam, what the Quran tells us, فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. There's a lot of detail. In fact, in this entire incident, we are not going to go into that level of depth. But ulama mentioned that Mufassirin have extracted almost 40 different etiquettes and adab of how to host the mehman just from these few verses of the Quran. Because like I said, Quran is a limitless ocean, and this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very greatly loved. This is why this entire incident is presented like this in the Quran. So inshallah, we should try and pay attention and make amal. We'll continue, subhanAllah.